Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you step into your power, build unshakable confidence, and become the highest, most aligned version of you. Okay, have you ever caught yourself mid-scroll, seeing someone's perfect life, flawless skin, dream relationship, or their whole morning routine aesthetic, and suddenly feeling like you're behind? It starts off innocent, right? You're just checking in, maybe looking for some inspiration. But somehow, it ends with you spiraling. Why am I not where they are? What am I doing wrong? Am I ever going to be good enough? Girlfriend, I feel you, because I have been you. Comparison is one of the sneakiest, most draining things we do. And yet, so many of us don't even realize how much it's stealing our peace, our progress, and our self-worth. But let me remind you of something important today. Your journey is not meant to look like hers. Your glow up is not late. Your timeline is not broken. Your path is divine. So in this episode, we're diving deep into why we compare ourselves to others, how comparison is secretly holding you back, and how to stop measuring your life against someone else's highlight reel so you can finally walk in your truth. So grab your journal, light a candle, take a breath, let's shift the energy and step back into our own lane. Let's start with the why. Why do we compare ourselves? Your brain isn't broken. It's actually wired for comparison. Thousands of years ago, humans had to compare themselves to others to survive. Who's stronger? Who's faster? Who's safest to follow? But now, we're not hunting for food, we're scrolling for validation. And comparison isn't about survival anymore. It's become self-sabotage. Thanks to social media, we're now bombarded with the perfectly curated aesthetics, picture-perfect homes, dream relationships, career milestones by 25, and this effortless beauty. And the most dangerous part? We're comparing our real, unfiltered, behind-the-scenes life to someone else's highlight reel. We see their after without seeing the breakdown before it. We see the wins, but not the work. They can edit all of that out. They don't have to show the behind the scenes, the real, the unfiltered of what they want. They can only show the highlight reels. So ask yourself, am I judging my entire life based on a 15-second reel or Instagram carousel? Because that's not only unfair, but it's unrealistic. The hidden dangers of comparison. Let's talk about what comparison actually does to us. It's not just a mood killer, it's a confidence thief. It keeps you stuck in self-doubt. You start thinking, if I haven't achieved that yet, I must not be good enough. It creates imposter syndrome. You convince yourself that you're behind, even though you're growing in your own way every single day. It distracts you from your own progress. You stop noticing how far you've come because you're too busy looking at someone else's lane. And the worst part, it keeps you from starting. How many dreams have you delayed because someone else was already doing it? How many posts have you not made? Goals you didn't chase? Ideas you never launched? Just because you thought someone else already did it better. Let me just say this loud and clear. Just because she's doing it, doesn't mean you can't do it too. There's space for you. There's success for you. And there's purpose with your name written on it. Hey, love, real quick. If you've been listening and thinking, I'm so ready to become the best version of myself, I've got something for you. The Glow Up Guide Starter Kit is my free gift to help you begin your personal growth journey with clarity, confidence, and intention. Inside, you'll get mindset shifts, daily rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you step into your best self, starting today. It's totally free. Just head to the link in the show notes and grab yours. Now, back to the episode. So how do we break free from the comparison trap and step fully into our own lane? Here are 5 steps that have changed everything for me. Step 1, become aware of your triggers. Comparison usually starts in patterns. Is it a certain app? A friend who always brags online? A specific time of day you feel most insecure? Notice it. Don't shame it. Just become aware of it. And here's a pro tip. Use social media for creation, not consumption. Mute, unfollow, or take breaks if you need to. Your peace is more important than anyone's content. Step 2, turn comparison into inspiration. Instead of thinking, why not me? Ask, what can this teach me? Someone's glow up doesn't mean that you're behind. It means what you want is possible for you too. So let their journey inspire you, not intimidate you. If it's possible for her, it's possible for me. Repeat that to yourself. If it's possible for her, it's possible for me. Use her success as your inspiration. Step 3, track your progress like it matters. Because it does. Create a glow up log where you write down daily wins, even if they're super tiny, what you're proud of, how you're growing emotionally, mentally, spiritually. You're making progress. You just need to start seeing it. And journaling about it helps you see it so much clearer and easier. I have a journal and I keep all of my old journals that I filled out, and I have gone back and looked at some of them and cannot even believe the amount of growth that I have. Step 4, practice daily gratitude for your now. Gratitude grounds you. Write down 3 things each morning that you're proud of or thankful for. Even something like, I kept a promise to myself. I took a deep breath instead of reacting. I made space for rest today. That's growth. That's success. And it counts. Step 5, anchor your self-worth internally. Your worth is not determined by followers, timelines, likes, job titles, or milestones. It's defined by your heart, your character, your intention, and your growth. Repeat this daily. I am already worthy. I am already enough. I do not need to prove my worth to anyone, especially not the internet. I used to compare myself constantly, so bad that I would put myself into a negative mindset or start spiraling. I would compare myself in relationships to other women and overthink and wonder, why me, when they seem so much better than I am? I would scroll through social media and just feel this pit in my stomach. Someone else bought their dream home. Someone else is in their perfect relationship. Someone else had the career, the body, the life I wanted, and I felt like I was failing. And what hurt most? I knew I was working on myself. I was healing. I was growing. But none of that felt like enough. When I compared it to someone else's curated version of success, it seemed like everyone was living their best lives and so far ahead of me. Then the feeling of the timeline would hit. You know, that crazy thing we all thought we should have had it all figured out and put together, knowing every single thing by this certain age. the marriage, kids, the house, the car, and so on. And comparing myself to my own internal timeline of when I thought I had to have everything perfect and together was horrible. And it would get worse when I saw someone have or post what I thought I should be doing or having at this time in my life. It would completely tear me down and send me into a spiral of why I wasn't good enough. Why was I so behind? And why wasn't my life on track or perfect like theirs was already? I would start feeling so, so terrible about myself, and then the negative patterns and thoughts would come on strong. And once you start to spiral, we all know how hard it is to get out of that state. But it wasn't until I finally paused and asked, what would it look like if I stopped trying to catch up, stopped worrying or caring about what others had or were doing, and just focused on becoming her, my future self, my most in-tuned, authentic self, and the best version of who I can be? I sat on that question for a long time and just kept asking it to myself, and eventually that started to change things for me. Little by little, I would start noticing my progress. I started celebrating small wins more frequently. I started realizing that my timing is not late. It's right on time. I don't need to be on someone else's timeline for my life to be good. And I definitely didn't need this perfect life, because in reality, perfection is never going to happen. And you have to live, make mistakes, learn, and grow from them to become the best version of yourself and who you are truly meant to be. And so is yours, love. Your timing isn't late. It's right on time for you and your life and your unique experiences that you are supposed to have. It didn't happen overnight for me, and still to this day, I have to remember to celebrate the small things and the own journey and path I am on, because I know this journey is mine and it was meant for me. Remember, you're not behind. You're blooming on your own unique timeline, and that is okay. And that is the beauty of it. All right, my love, that's a wrap for today's episode. If this resonated with you, please share it, screenshot it, leave a review, post it to your IG stories, and tag me at Glow Up Guide Collective. I want to know, how are you choosing to stay in your lane this week? And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss another pep talk from your personal growth bestie. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and remember, there's no competition when you're committed to your own journey. The only timeline that matters is yours. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.